one of Hollywood's most versatile actors, has died. Louis Gossett Jr. was 87 years old. Gossett racked up hundreds of on-screen credits during a trailblazing career that was 7 decades long. NPR's Netta Ulubi has a remembrance.
Louis Gossett Jr., whose intense and angular face you know from the movies and TV, starred on Broadway as a teenager. He acted alongside Maya Angelou, Marilyn Monroe, Sidney Poitier, and in the 1964 musical Golden Boy with Sammy Davis Jr.
Pretty women, blue-eyed or brown, how they drive you crazy, how they drag you down.
The soaring young star was soon flown to Hollywood by the studios.
I was treated like a king in first class in limousines.
And as Gossett told NPR's Michelle Martin in 2010, he was given a glamorous rental car.
A Ford Fairlane Galaxy 500 with a hard top and was white on the outside and red on the inside. And I was feeling that you couldn't touch me with a 6-foot pole. And it was only a 20-minute drive from the rental car to the hotel. It took 4.5 hours. It was stopped every 15 to 20 minutes because the police stopped me and wanted to know who the hell I was.
No, not just once, but what? Like
4.5 hours worth.
His ordeal with Hollywood racism was just beginning.
And that night, I wound up being handcuffed to a tree for 3 hours for walking in Beverly Hills after 9.
But Gossett was unstoppable. He showed up on TV's The Partridge Family, Bonanza, The Jeffersons, Little House on the Prairie, then a groundbreaking 1977 miniseries.
Kentucky.
Roots helped audiences see American slavery. Gossett played the main character's protector. In one scene, he comforts him after a brutal whipping, and he ad-libbed this transcendent line.
There's gonna be another day. You hear me? It could be another day.
Louis Gossett Jr. won an Emmy for the role. A few years later, he made history, the first Black supporting actor to win an Oscar. In 1983's An Officer and a Gentleman, he played a tough drill sergeant attempting to break Richard Gere.
I want your D-O-R.
Tiger quit.
Spell it.
D-O-R. Tiger quit.
Yeah, then you can be free and you and your daddy can get drunk and go hog chasing again, huh?
No, sir.
D-O-R.
Tiger quit.
All right, then you can forget it. You're out.
I didn't get any phone calls except congratulatory phone calls and no real offers.
Gossett on NPR in 1986, just 3 years after his Oscar win.
I think it has to do with racism, but it has to do with subliminal racism, the way things have been. They have nothing. They didn't know what to do with me. And I have yet to carry a movie like an Eastwood or a Redford. And that kind of gnaws at me a bit.
It gnawed at him a lot. Here's Gossett 24 years later on NPR again.
You look at my track record over a 55-year period of all the awards. Maybe I should be kind of closer to Clint Eastwood, don't you think? If you think about the drugs and alcohol, then maybe I should be more like Robert Downey Jr.
Gossett went to rehab for drug and alcohol addiction 20 years ago and worked a 12-step program.
In my program, I had to get rid of what is a killer for anyone, actually, and that's resentment.
Addiction and racism, Gossett said, were soul-killing diseases he fought passionately. Gossett never got to be an A-list movie star, but he inspired generations of fellow actors.
We thank you for everything that you've done. All of the
one of Lou Gossett Jr.'s last films was recent, The Color Purple. Its younger stars paid him respect in this on-set video that circulated on YouTube.
Thank you.
The singer was Fantasia Barrino. In a statement on social media about Lou Gossett Jr., she said he was an awesome man. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.